Hello, I'm Dr. Bonin, an associate professor in biology at the Richard Stockton College of New Jersey, and you're listening to the podcast of Understanding Science and Evolution.
Part 5, Philosophical and Religious Issues. Some of you may be asking about certain philosophical and religious issues, so let's address some of these. Do scientists ignore the supernatural because they dislike it? No. Scientists can't deal with the supernatural because that is not what scientists do. Science assumes naturalism, a series of cause and effect relationships. For example, if an experiment cannot be conducted to gather data to disprove a question, then there is no scientific question. Scientists practice methodological naturalism. As a working scientist, you assume there is a real physical world outside of your body that has laws and properties which can be observed, understood, and tested. Scientists cannot deal with the supernatural because, by its very definition, it is beyond nature. Nobody can test or falsify the existence of God. You cannot weigh God, you can't touch God, feel God, see God, etc., in the physical senses of these words. It does not follow that there's no God, just that as a working scientist, this is an area that we can't explore. It goes beyond the bounds of naturalism. Does accepting the theory of evolution lead to atheism? Certainly not. Some people allow methodological naturalism to be carried over into a philosophy about the nature and purpose of the universe. If you believe that all things can be explained by cause and effect relationships, and if you assume that all there really is in the universe is matter and energy, you are practicing what's called philosophical naturalism, which some people would label atheism. But the two systems are not interconnected. Some scientists make this mistake. They combine their methodological naturalism with their belief system and fail to see the difference between the two. It's usually not recognized that many scientists who accept the theory of evolution are devout members of their faith in their own way. They practice methodological naturalism at work, but in their private lives have many different philosophical and religious views and have no conflict with this. Something we must keep in mind is that just because life may have evolved, and just because we may share a common ancestor with chimpanzees, does not mean there is no God or no values or morals and so on. So why don't scientists accept creation science or intelligent design theorist explanations? Creation scientists and intelligent design theorists simply want to do something with science that it was not meant to do. They want to use it to test and prove the existence of supernatural forces and/or beings. They assume that there are supernatural forces that influence matter and energy, and that miracles can be invoked to explain some or all of these events. But science is not practiced based on faith or by invoking miracles and/or a creator every time we run up against something we cannot understand or explain. Because many people don't understand this, when creation scientists or intelligent design theorists complain that science is loaded against supernatural explanations, it sure sounds like scientists are going out of their way to block another competing idea or theory. But creationists and intelligent design theorists do not have testable, falsifiable hypotheses or theories with predictive powers. Instead, they begin with the assumption that the unexplainable must be miraculous. An auto mechanic assumes methodological naturalism. He or she assumes a priori that there's a reason based in the physical universe as to why your car runs or does not run. When you have the car towed to the mechanic, they'll look for a physical cause, you know, such as low battery voltage, for why the car doesn't run. He or she cannot prove or disprove that a miracle made the car stop, or that gods exist or don't exist or are angry with you. But that's because this is not within their realm of discipline. It's not within the narrow realm of auto mechanics. This example may sound silly or exaggerated, but people accept the limits of auto mechanics to a cause and effect sequence of events that's firmly grounded in the laws of chemistry, such as combustion, and physics, brakes, and yet expect so much more from science. So there's the equal time argument. If creation science or intelligent design theory were really proposing testable, falsifiable, and predictive hypotheses, laws, or theories that we could all evaluate, it would, of course, be unfair to prevent their scientific principles from being discussed and taught, and it wouldn't be fair to not give them equal time. However, they are not giving us anything scientific. Instead, they wish to insert their particular religious beliefs and values into a scientific discussion. Another question that commonly comes up is, if so many people believe God created species, why are we teaching a minority opinion? The answer is simply that theories in science are not opinions. They're not voted on, they don't win because of popularity, and they're not used and discussed because they satisfy public opinion polls. Darwin's theory of evolution was formulated using the scientific method, it's been tested by many scientists, and explains many seemingly unrelated aspects of biology and other sciences. Its power at explaining major aspects of the living world is why it's the cornerstone theory of biology and why it's taught. Theories can be falsified, true, but the replacement theory must explain and account for all that the original theory did, plus explain new things that the old theory could not. So far, no scientific competing theory has been proposed or explains as much as evolution does. Simply saying evolution should not be taught or discussed because it upsets some people or doesn't fit with their particular worldviews is not a scientific reason for dismissing it. It's my sincerest hope that this podcast has been useful to your understanding of the theory of evolution and how science works. Perhaps now you have a better understanding of what science and evolution are and are not, and can now apply this knowledge to other aspects of your life. Perhaps you may also now understand why scientists can also be religious people, why so many scientists accept the theory of evolution as an important concept that explains many diverse biological phenomena, and why religion and science are not at odds with one another. To summarize, science does not lead to atheism or immorality. Many scientists are also people of faith. Theologians of all major faiths support modern science. Even though humans may share a common ancestor with chimpanzees, we still have value, there can still be a God, there can still be morality, and people can still love and be loved. Thank you. This concludes the podcast series Understanding Science and Evolution by Dr. Bonin. Support for this series came from a grant from the Center for Innovation in Teaching and Research at Western Illinois University. I would especially like to thank Dr. Ron Toth at Northern Illinois University for inspiring some of the content presented here. You can contact Dr. Bonin at his blog, The Evolving Paleontologist, matthewbonin.wordpress.com.